actually reached out to white ethnic preachers, Scandinavians, Germans, and others, who would then record sermons in their native language for the sort of American diaspora, if you will. And that is something that I think would be a phenomenal research project for someone to take up.
We'll have to get on the rabbit hole and start seeing. And I coulda and shoulda and woulda wrote a letter, but a speech that I reached the streets is much better.
You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, New York. Hands-on radio for Columbia and Greene counties.
Everything is real radio.
Everything is real radio.
Everything is real radio.
Everything is real radio. Radio.
The Everything is Real radio program broadcasts here on WGXC 90.7 FM every second Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. Don't miss it.
Do you like a little ukulele? Ukuleles Unleashed is broadcast live from the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill. Carmen Borgia hosts the live segment, and John Sturman spins the finest ukulele music from every nook and cranny of our crazy old earth. So, if you're like me and you like a little ukulele, tune in to Ukuleles Unleashed on WGXC 90.7 FM the third Tuesday of every month from 8 to 10 p.m. or find us later in the archive at WGXC.org. Tune in this Tuesday from 8 to 10 p.m. for Ukuleles Unleashed on WGXC 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, where membership provides access to world-class cinema, first-run feature films, art house films, live music, and more, plus advance notice of close-up series conversations with directors and actors and other special events at the Star Theater in Rhinebeck, the Orpheum in Saugerties, and traveling around the Hudson Valley. Information at upstatefilms.org. That's upstatefilms.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Laura of Skodak Landing, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
This is Brian DeWine. I leave my clock radio tuned to 90.7 FM so that when it goes off in the morning, the first thing I hear is WGXC.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Nora E. Edelman of Athens, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
WGXC believes in creative use of the airwaves. WGXC is a program division of the nonprofit arts organization Wave Farm, based in Acre, New York. We are the only station in the country to dedicate significant airtime to radio as an artistic medium. Tune in to transmission art and experimental sound programming overnight and on Saturdays, and hear artists from all over the world who sculpt and compose with the airwaves.
All the candlelights, this is it, the night of nights. No more rehearsing and nursing a part, we know every card by heart. All the candlelights, this is it.
heights we'll hit. On with the show, this is it.
Next, we tune in the latest episode of the I Have Seen Niagara radio theater show from G. Lucas Crane and Rick Royer. The show airs Saturday mornings on the WGXC morning show between 9 and 10 a.m. and every early Wednesday night just after midnight.
Boundary front that will be created.
Ah! Oh my God!
This is sports reporter Brad Van Boxmeer filling in for Bob Von Hayes.
Deceased.
Yes, it's Halloween, and what would this holiday be without a little fisticuffs? So, as a very special sports report treat, or trick, we're bringing you a one-on-one WZTV exclusive with Niagara Falls boxing legend Tony Peck, where I get to the bottom of the mysterious phenomenon Tony was involved with in the 1970s. Graveyard boxing. Was graveyard boxing a real thing, or was it just an urban legend? We find out in today's episode of Sports Dominion.
You're watching Channel 9 WZTV News Buffalo. Special feature.
I caught up with Tony at the Casa de Monte Cristo, a restaurant he opened after retiring from his cop job. But before his time on the force, Tony Pep was known as Tony Pepperoni Pep, champion prize fighter. Hello, Mr. Pep. I'd like to ask about how you got into boxing.
Well, I was working nights at Focaccio's Lanes. That was a bowling alley up on Ontario Ave. Ontario Ave used to be a major street. It was right off the Whirlpool Bridge. So you had all these Canucks that would come in and spend the money. But then the city started putting up all these goddamn budget apartments, right? Which got filled up with nothing but prostitutes and draft dodgers. And everything closed down. Everything went to shit. But before all that, Focaccio's Lanes was a good family joint. I worked the counter. We served all kinds of food in there. Christ, that menu was like a beautiful, it was majestic, like a food cornucopia. So one night, some guys come in and they was all wearing suits. Seemed like they might have been gangsters, but I don't mean like the bubblegum gangsters like you see in the musicals. I mean they were real honest to goodness tough guys. Talking rip your face off, feed it to your balls, kind of deep evil. So one of them come up to me and he said, I won't lie to you, kid. I got a real hard on. I have a hard on for something like a tube shaped, you know, something in a tube shape, maybe with some cheese and some meat sprinkled in it. You think you can make that for me? Now remember, this was a time before subs, before sub sandwiches. So food in a tube form sounded like something from another planet to me. But I'd give it all I got. Excuse me. I'd give it all I got. I'll come up with something just like what he described, you know? And honest to God, I think I made the world's first hoagie that night. I do. And he watched me the whole time. And then he took a bite of it, took it into the bathroom with him. He come out, and he didn't have it no more. But I didn't say nothing. I let it go. So we come back to the counter and he said, hey kid, I watched you make that sandwich. And I got to say, I mean, it was good and all that shit, but I was watching your hands. You got good hands. Fast hands. You ever think about taking up boxing? Christ, I didn't even know how to spell boxing at that point. And I thought it was, you know, like B-O-K-S-U-S. But the next thing I know, I got me a manager. Clarence Sharp. Look him up. He had no fingers. Zero. Clarence started me out in the juniors, and I progressed very quickly. My first big bout was 1971, and that was against Kurt Vogel. He was a little guy, but he was like a barrel. And that's why they called him Kurt the Barrel Vogel. And he beat me up pretty good. Knocked me out in the seventh round. He knocked me straight out of the ring, I landed in a rolling car full of salads, and he jumped out of the ring, and he just kept on beating me, and he beat me, and he kept beating me. I ended up in the hospital. For about 2 weeks, all I could do was up in the air. I'd right up in the air, and I'd fall back asleep. Nobody could figure it out. But I was all right. Clarence visited me in the hospital, told me everybody takes their lumps, he said. He tried some kind of parable on me about a talking fox and a lump of coal or something. I didn't understand it, and he knew it. So we spent the rest of the evening just watching something fuzzy on TV, the Muppet shows. Then I went and did some fights in some hotel rooms. You know, they'd rent a hotel room for a weekend, and they'd bring up a boxing ring up the back stairs, you know, piece by piece. I did that for a while. Then Clarence started getting me these fights in science museums. I learned a lot about the dinosaurs and birds. After that, I went professional. My first pro fight was against Keith Ballard. I knocked him out in the first round. He tried bending down to pick up a pencil that had fallen out from behind his ear. I just went to work on the back of his head and his neck. Lights out. But I guess the fights that everyone remembers me for is for them three fights for the portly weight championship title with the Gordon Anglers. Them fights were broadcast all over Niagara Falls. There was the main card at the convention center. Now, Gern was tough. He was also a serial killer, too. So we knew we were up against some formidable component. I had me a new manager by then, Gino Rice. Gino was about 4 feet tall, but he could lick anybody. He'd say it was all about geometry. If you know your angles, boys, you'll never lose, he'd say. He'd teach me about the angles, about the isosceles, about the acute, about tabulus patience, all that. So against Naglers, we applied geometry, and I won 2 out of 3 bouts. I lost the middle fight on the account of Gino wrapping our chain around my hand before he gave me up. By the second round, Gern's face was just a sheet of blood and gore. In the third round, I hit him with an uppercut in the forehead, and some of his brains blew out of the back of his head. Got all over the reporters in the front row. I thought I was going to be declared me the champion, but the ref come over, and he felt the chain in my glove. They was going to arrest me for murder. But then Gern got up, and he came back in the ring, and we kept on fighting. But I still did get a big fine. Plus, they took my coat away from me. They took my coat. They took it away in a newspaper box. I know that doesn't sound like much now, but back then, that was a big, huge insult. You know, that was a huge insult. Gern Naglers, he lived to be over 100. He opened up a couple taverns, had his problems with the murdering. I went on to have a decent career, I guess. Got a nice casual dining establishment now. Although the customers that come in here, they're just dirty, dirty people.
But what about the graveyard fights? Could you tell us more about those bouts, which have been shrouded in secrecy?
The graveyard fights? Well, those aren't really what you'd call real fights. More like a prank, you know, practical prank, like a razzle-dazzle. See, we'd promote these fights and matches in a graveyard, and then when people came to see them, they would pay at the front gate, right? And then when they came into the graveyard to see the fight, we would just say, hey, get the hell out of here. And then they'd run off, and we got the money. They'd go running, screaming.
Interesting prank. I guess I'll end the interview now. Don't know what else to say. Guess I should just go home.
To what, though? To nothing. To darkness. I'm just a nobody. I would just end it all. Put a stop to this life. But I already have. Many years ago. In the bathroom at Focaccio's Lanes.
It's not over. The spooks and goblins are not.
Do you like a little ukulele? Ukuleles Unleashed is broadcast live from the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill. Carmen Borgia hosts the live segment, and John Sturman spins the finest ukulele music from every nook and cranny of our crazy old earth. So, if you're like me and you like a little ukulele, tune in to Ukuleles Unleashed on WGXC 90.7 FM the third Tuesday of every month from 8 to 10 p.m. or find us later in the archive at WGXC.org. Tune in this Tuesday from 8 to 10 p.m. for Ukuleles Unleashed on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Next up, we hear from Catskill-based performer Matt Bua and Ryan Hosseppel's 31 Down project with Wireless Electric Chair.
Confusion won't let me down. Confusion, confusion.
Hello, and welcome to Food Segment on WGXC, where I investigate food places and tell you all about my discoveries. My ears perked up when a friend suggested that we try out sushi makio.
What's Masago?
Fish.
Okay.
At 1088 Morton Boulevard in Kingston.
Are we sharing or doing our own?
We picked up a third dining companion and drove to Sushi Makio.
Okay, roll. Okay.
Which is well lit with an L-shaped sushi bar.
Thank you.
Two chefs assembled dishes behind a glass service window.
We've got a Himalayan salt lamb, which I also have at home. We've got an owl.
There's martini glasses, oranges, avocados.
No, those are persimmons.
Persimmons, okay.
An instrumental version of a Justin Bieber song played gently in the background. Our waiters described specials as we looked over the menu.
I have sauteed shishito peppers.
Okay.
Finish off with the koji sauce and sesame seeds. I have steamed mussels. The mussels are first sauteed in garlic. And then I have raw oysters on the half shell from New Brunswick, Canada.
My dining companions decided to share some rolls.
Okay, well, we're gonna split some rolls.
And a fried oyster appetizer.
Xmas, a fusion, a TNT.
Can we get a scallop roll? Is that possible?
Okay, scallop.
Wait, is there any roll that you would recommend?
This Old Capitol, which is very good if you like a little spicy.
Maybe Old Capitol, if I were to get one, but I don't know.
Let's get an Old Capitol.
Yeah, okay.
And I do wanna do an order of the fried oysters.
You got it?
I ordered the sashimi dinner, which comes with miso soup.
Okay, well, I think I'll do the wakame.
As well as a seaweed salad.
Wait, so which rolls did you guys get?
TNT.
What's TNT?
Like something with tuna and cucumber or something? We got Xmas roll.
Xmas.
That's like...
The fried oysters arrived in the shape of small footballs with a golden panko crust.
Is it like...
It's like the oyster. It's very slimy.
Uh-huh.
But like good. It's like juicy.
It's like light on the outside. Like poppy. Like...
Is it crunchy?
Mm-hmm.
My wakame seaweed salad had a particularly sweet sesame dressing. My dining companion's rolls arrived, sprawling across a large platter.
The Old Capitol actually is like a it basically is a spicy tuna roll, but with salmon draped over it.
It included the Old Capitol roll with spicy tuna, cucumber, salmon, and spicy mayo.
So the fusion.
Okay, and that has avocado.
Tuna yellowtail.
The fusion roll with tuna, salmon, yellowtail, and avocado, and the TNT.
Spicy tuna with a eel laid on top of it with spicy mayo and like eel sauce on it.
My sashimi plate had three pieces each of salmon, tuna, yellowtail, sea bass, and octopus, plus three pieces of seared tuna with a light soy sauce.
Okay, I have
a... Wow. It is intense. It's like a lot of salmon.
Ooh, it's really spicy. I like
it. It was served with a mound of wasabi and ginger. I was delighted by the spiciness of their wasabi, which was the unadulterated kind. My dining companions tried to identify their special roles as I gazed longingly at their order.
And we have Xmas, which is just tuna, avocado, cucumber.
Oh, wonderful.
Some rolls were drizzled with pink, spicy mayo, or dark, sweet soy sauce, and had variations of outer toppings, like thinly sliced avocado, crispy tempura flakes, and masago.
Ice cream topped with some red bean sauce.
We have a creme brulee, ginger creme brulee, with some raspberries and blueberries on top.
One of my dining companions was lured by the sound of a dessert.
The matcha crepe cake?
Is it good?
Yes, it's very good. If you like green tea, I definitely recommend it.
A green matcha crepe cake.
Like maybe
it has a pokey piano. Stick.
It has a pokey stick leaning on it.
Matcha pokey stick.
It was served over a zigzag.
Swizzle
of raspberry syrup.
On a white plate.
7 blueberries.
Mm-hmm. With blueberries and a green pocky stick.
It looks a little dry.
Very dry.
Thank you.
I wish it was fluffier.
One week later, a recent Bard MFA graduate suggested that I check out Bubby's Takeaway Kitchen.
4 types of salsa, 1 chipotle, 1 green jalapeno.
At 19 West Market Street in Red Hook.
A truck. Or a stand, somewhere near here.
Bubby's, which was originally a seasonal burrito stand.
They have whole coconuts.
Is decorated with small cactuses growing out of tea tins.
And lots of plants.
And painted portraits of dogs.
1 carrot habanero.
They have a self-serve salsa bar.
And a Mexican chicken soup.
Their menu is comprised of burritos, variations of burritos, tacos, quesadillas, salads, and chips.
So can I try the burrito bowl?
I ordered the burrito bowl.
Okay, sour cream, okay?
Yeah. But maybe on the side if that's okay?
Sure.
Guacamole can be added for a small fee. I looked into my bowl.
The chicken is very shredded. It looks dry, but it's not.
Which was layered with romaine lettuce, black beans, and shredded chicken.
What is that?
It's the burrito bowl.
Burrito bowl?
Burrito bowl, yeah.
Topped with tomatoes.
Which I wouldn't quite call pico de gallo.
Cilantro and sour cream.
Definitely an ideal keto meal.
The shredded chicken was tender and hot, and all of the elements of the bowl resonated with homemadeness.
I would have cut the lettuce a little bit into a little bit smaller pieces.
I wished my pieces of lettuce were chopped instead of torn into large flat pieces.
There's just a lot of liquid.
There was a little bit too much bean liquid at the bottom of the bowl, which along with the tomatoes and lettuce produced an overly wet quality. Unsatisfied with my previous recording sessions, I headed to a third location. Also recommended to me, Tomo Sushi at 330 New York 212 in Saugerties.
It's a square plate. There's 2 rolls.
I arrived at an odd hour and was one of 3 guests in their dark and spacious dining room.
Uh-oh. We got company.
Until a family of 4 was seated at a booth next to mine.
There's a family sitting next to me.
I ordered the amazing tuna roll.
Has spicy tuna on the inside. And some of the pieces seem to have some crab or something in addition to the tuna. And then on top, there's white tuna and some pink tuna and avocado. And it's drizzled in a very light yellow sauce.
The black dragon roll,
which is shrimp tempura, is drizzled with like teriyaki sauce, and then the 2 pieces on the end have shrimp tails coming out, and then the other pieces don't have shrimp tails coming out. They're just round pieces with eel and avocado and the teriyaki sauce, which is elegantly drizzled over every single piece.
My sushi was plated with both rolls framing the yellowtail sushi in the middle.
There's not a lot of people in here, so I'm feeling a little self-conscious about talking to myself.
Although my shrimp tempura roll was under-seasoned and not warm enough,
the wasabi could be a little spicier. It's very green.
The tempura had a strong crunch. The amazing tuna roll was loosely lacquered in the chef's special sauce.
I think this sauce might be like a honey mustard type of a sauce.
I found the peaceful music soothing. Thank you for listening to this edition of Food Segment on WGXC.
Till the sun fell down, you kept it going.
Sometimes. is in the air for you and me.
Most radio shows don't come with a demonstration, but most radio shows aren't Radio Wonderland.
Greatest hits.
Right, so then I take more pieces of live radio, slice them, fit them into the groove, and then in a few minutes you get something like...
Back in LA, some restrictions apply.
It's radio made completely out of radio. I'm Joshua, but you just call me Radio Wonderland.
10:30 a.m. Saturday mornings till 11. Some restrictions apply.
natural vanilla made with fresh cream sugar.
You'll get up to $650 to help you switch when you trade in your phone. Get the best iPhone on the best network. Phone 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 on the best network.
Phone on the best network. Phone on the best network. Phone on the best network. Phone on the best network. Phone on the best network. Phone on the best network. Phone on the best network. Phone on the best network. Phone on the best network. Phone on the best network.
Phone on the best network. Phone on the best network. Phone on the best network. Phone on the best. Phone on the best network. 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 Phone on the best.
Behind Team USA.
Thank you. You're listening to Radio Wonderland, live on WGXC, radio made from radio.
Walking down to the sand with nothing but a beach chair and a smile. Now you're jamming everything but your living room couch into the trunk of your car. Luckily, your Tri-Honda dealers can help by putting you behind the wheel, 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 putting you behind the wheel.